I started to see how jealous God is for his own glory, not by might, not by strength, but by my spirit, and the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. God will not allow any glory to the flesh. He'll not allow any flesh and blood effort or human effort or airplane faith to glory in him. And so he's so wise. But God is pleased, especially when it comes to faith, to kill off and purify your faith. And that comes through terrible, difficult trials where some terribly frustrating experience or situation or some totally beyond your control pain knocks on your door and you have to climb it. Okay, I'm calling this stage, because it's so steep, the purifying of your faith.
Deuteronomy 8:2. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands.
We're at about 8,200 feet above sea level. And this section is where it starts to get really steep, particularly right behind where I've got the camera set up. The next section, it's probably too steep for me to make a recording. There are going to be very, very, very steep parts in your walk with Christ. Those steep parts will be impossible for you to get through on your own. They'll cause you to collapse.
Psalm 66:10 through 12. For you, O God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance.
In 2024, Lisa and I were in Cocoa Beach, Florida, and we were having such an incredibly difficult time. So on that March 23rd, I get into really, really bad discouragement. By March 24th, I see black. It's like everything is against us. I see no hope, no light. I'm still fighting. There's still faith. I'm still fighting deep down, but it just gets horrible, and it was very, very difficult. For me, I've already been so stressed out. This has been a month of hell. Everything's been so hard and difficult and thoughts and feeling dark, right? I mean, we've just felt dark. Satan was doing everything he could to stop us. And one day out on the beach, I told Lisa, I said, sweetheart, God is purifying our faith.
Job 23:10, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold.
What does that mean? It means when you get higher and higher, he will begin to cleanse your faith from all human faith. He'll bring you into sections like this, and you ought to see what's behind. They push you way past your very best faith so far. You thought that your faith had been proven. You thought you had gone far enough. And God comes along and throws in a very, very steep section. It's intentional. Don't be surprised by it. I started to see how much faith I have in my soul, how much psychological faith. Come on, man, we can do this. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. If it's to be, it's up to me. And we start chanting all these, you know, cliche statements and motivational quotes to ourselves. There is so much strength in human nature. I mean, think about the guy that I ran into. Wow. Way to go, man. That's incredible. Down at the bottom of the trail, who's one of the top endurance athletes in the world. I don't know if he's a Christian or not, but I can guarantee you most of the people, and I met several of them, are not. This is their God running 200 miles in the middle of the wilderness. They have strength. Habakkuk 1:11. They are guilty men whose own strength is their God. Well, if God doesn't want you to be guilty, he's going to introduce you to things that are beyond your strength, which for me is just around the corner here. In an effort to purify my faith of all that is in me, all the human strength, all the human potential.
1 Peter 1:5 through 7. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world.
I used to call it, and I still do call it, airplane faith. Everybody, for the most part, has airplane faith, natural faith that says, I can reckon and I can rationally realize and I can deduce all human thinking that if I get on that airplane where millions and millions of people have been on it before and they took off and landed safely, that so will I. That's a type of faith. It is a very natural faith and it does nothing to please God. The problem is that even when you get John 3:27 faith, the faith that comes down from heaven, a man can only receive that which is given him from heaven. When you receive what Peter calls a faith as precious as ours, you still have self in you. Galatians 5:17 tells us that there's an ongoing battle in our two natures. We have a new nature now, born again in Jesus Christ, sanctified by his blood. We now have newness in life, but he didn't take away the old man. We have to reckon the old man dead, but he's not truly dead. He's not truly dead. He's there. You have to reckon him dead by faith. Again, that's done by faith. But if he was dead, you wouldn't have to eat, sleep, drink. You'd never get dehydrated. You'd never want to sin. You'd never be tempted to sin, etc. God has to purge us from that more and more. That's part of sanctification. So that the higher we climb, the more faith tests we go through, ultimately, the less we can depend on any airplane faith that we have in us. And Cocoa Beach was that for Lisa and I both. We got to the place where we literally had nothing left. There had been times before we thought we had nothing left. It wasn't true. God knew that after we got a little bit of a rest, we would have some more natural faith. And I started to see how jealous God is for his own glory, not by might, not by strength, but by my spirit, and the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. God will not allow any glory to the flesh. He'll not allow any flesh and blood effort or human effort or airplane faith to glory in him. And so he's so wise, perfecting us and perfecting our faith, putting us in situations where we collapse and where the, I think I can is, I can't. And where if it's to be, it's up to me, then I'm destroyed. I'm defeated. that when you get to the place where when the going gets tough, the tough get going, you can't go anymore. That's where God will get you. And don't panic if you're there now. And don't panic when it comes. It's a good thing remembering our sovereign Lord. He loves you. He's preparing you to have citizenship in heaven.
Hebrews 12, 10 through 11. Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best. But God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in His holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
I would love to be able to say that when I get to heaven, I endured to the point where there was literally no faith of mine, airplane faith, natural faith, godless faith left, wouldn't you? I feel like that's happened to us last year in Cocoa Beach, where we died to our strength. Our strength left the building, quit, and said, I'm going back to Egypt. But our spirit, it's Galatians 5:17, where it tells us that your natural nature, your sinful nature, desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit desires what is contrary to the sinful nature, so that you do not do what you want. But God is pleased, especially when it comes to faith, to kill off and purify your faith. And that comes through terrible, difficult trials where some terribly frustrating experience or situation or some totally beyond your control pain knocks on your door and you have to climb it.
Okay, we're talking about God pushing you past your limits to where there's nothing left naturally. I want you to hear, if you look at your screen, you'll see we're at relentlessheart.com. You go to the journal tab and you scroll over and select Grace to Love Again. This next clip you're getting ready to hear, if I scroll all the way down, comes from right here, episode number 82, Past Wit's End. Now, what is so incredible about this clip that you're getting ready to hear that I happen to find is you'll hear me being pushed to a point of terrible frustration with God. And it has to do with New Zealand Customs and FedEx. They have in their possession all five of my large suitcases that have everything in it that I own, and they are not being released. If you're still looking at your screen, you can see here April 23rd, 2020, second spouse leaves with bags. June 8th, 2022, New Zealand Customs releases my bags to Lisa. I mean, this is just incredible for me to go back and listen to, knowing you'll hear in this recording, even at the height of my frustration, the Lord shows me a 919, Numbers 919, telling me, stay put, don't take any more action, wait. And now we can all look right here on this webpage and see why. Although God had pushed me to my brink, He was working for His timing and for His glory. Have a listen to this.
And I'm just crying out to Him and crying out to Him. And today I've spent so much time talking to Him about, what do you want me to do about this customs thing? Oh man, just, wow. I'm exhausted. All this frustration has just been building up for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I have not had this much trouble in a long time. God is really wearing me thin. I'm just going to shut up before I even sin against Him. Now, supposing I'm right here at the very edge, the last moment of being delivered, and Satan is right there with this snake across my path, tempting me to get mad at God, and I'm stretched out as far as I can go. I'm pressed as thin as I can get. I'm as hard pressed as hard can be pressed in these circumstances, and if God's going to deliver me tomorrow. So now by that 919, I am not going to reply to this FedEx guy today, and I'm not going to reply again. I'm going to try to obey God. He told me today, be very careful to obey me. It would be so wonderful if God would work some sort of a deal and just move these bags forward already, even if we have to pay. We had already given the people, the customs people, we already said, look, here's what the used value of the products are. If you don't like that value, then double it and we'll pay you your GST taxes on whatever that is. I do take comfort that here I go to end this recording and it's 9:19. That is God speaking to me, and I'm thankful for that. And Father, I just want to humble myself. Now I just have to humble my spirit. I'm so exhausted from this, man. literally, it's no different than being in solitary confinement somewhere. You're powerless. You have nothing, and you're fighting against these governments coming and going, and passports that get sent back and are, you know, so shamefully stamped that you can't use it and you can't get it renewed because of the stupid child support you don't know because your children have been stolen from you. And oh man, it's just horrible. It's just horrible. I'm exhausted, and I now have to try to bring my spirit down. I've got to get myself calmed down. I've got to hit the elevator button down and wait for God, muster up the last little bit of strength I have. If I have to crawl to Jesus Christ on this one, so be it. It's been a long time since I have felt this sick and tired of my suffering. The worst part about it is that I know below all the exhaustion in my flesh, I know that God is faithful. I know that He's going to come through for us. Father, I ask You, Lord God, to forgive me of my sin and my weakness, God, in heaven. I've cried out to You, Lord. I have cried out to You, Father God. If I end up cursing You, blaspheming You, getting mad at You, showing You contempt, God, it is not because I have not cried out and begged You to save me from it. Not because I haven't cried out and begged You to deliver us, Lord. The spirit is willing, the flesh is weak.
And you know, if not at the start, certainly once you get going a little bit into it, that you cannot do it. That's a purifying of your faith. God is jealous and will not allow any flesh to glory. So again, don't be afraid when it comes. I have been, even to make this video, been continually depending upon God and trusting Him for the grace. And I want to tell you, testify to you, that His power is being made perfect in my weakness, in my knee. I'm not sure if you can see it right now in the camera or not, but you know, I've had this knee brace on, and when Lisa and I were doing some prep, filming and exploring to do this video series, I injured my knee. I've had bad knees from skateboarding when I was a kid and motocross when I was an adult and teenager years. And so I've got some tender issues in there. And they flared up right before I started to do this series. And I said, Lord, I know You've called me to do it. I know You give me grace. Would You believe me if I told You I'm having no pain, no difficulty? God has answered my prayers. His power is being made perfect in my weakness. This is a purification of my faith. I don't have the self-strength in me to do this at 51, being a little bit out of shape. But God is able to help me to do this. And He's able to help you. So don't be afraid when you find that your faith is being purified and you have nothing left and your airplane faith is worthless. God will carry you through. He'll give you strength, and in the end, all glory belongs to Him. Whew! Now it's time for me to hush up, catch my breath, hydrate a little bit more, and head for this monster by the grace of God right in front of me. I love you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Please keep climbing with me. I'll see you in the next stage. You're on a path to fullness in Christ. It is the highest pleasure He has to see you and I conformed into His image, to see you and I live by faith. This is real. These parables that Jesus gave us, this parable of this climbing the mountain, He had me do this for a reason. It's real. Jesus' grace is real. Faith is real. Mountaintop faith is real. Mountain moving faith is real. Sanctification is real. Being cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ from all sin is real. Being a slave to righteousness is real. Moving out of Romans 7 into Romans 8, living a life of the law of the Spirit in love is real. These things are all real, brothers and sisters, but we have to perceive that they are there by faith, and we have to go after them and believe that they are real. This is faith, being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see.